It's Thursday, the 8th of September, 8 a.m. Overcast, grey. And yeah, I don't to say a light breeze, but it is a light breeze, but occasionally gusting to a not so light breeze. It's not raining. But there's a very light, faint, and you could say ethereal drizzle in the air. But the lightest drizzle you could get, in other words. It's very warm and humid. It's been like that for a few days now. I'd say unseasonally, but I'd like to think that this should be seasonal. Although, it's not been glorious sunshine the past few days. In fact, most of the days have been overcast. But incredibly warm southwesterly wind coming up across the land, bringing hot air. And yesterday I recorded on the open road in my car, 24 degrees. That's hot for us. Especially since it wasn't sunshine. But which makes it very humid, of course, so clammy. One of my wife's favourite word when it gets like this. It's clammy. Oh, it's clammy. Get it in bed at night. Go to bed and she'll say, oh, it's awfully clammy. She's absolutely right, it was awfully clammy, especially last night. Oh, duvet covers thrown halfway down the bed last night. So I've got minimalist clothes on this morning. I haven't even got an under t-shirt or anything, just my half sleeve shirt. Enjoying that lovely, not hot air, but warm air, if you like. So I slept pretty good. I mean, sleeping pretty good recently. Even when I've had to get up, when I went back to bed, it's been a while since I had the occasions where going back to bed, the mind, the brain, sets off on a journey and doesn't let me get to sleep again. So I hope that continues. Yes, which means although broken sleep, it's still good sleep when I do get it. And I'm happy with that. Well, not too bad this morning, actually. This takes me a wee while to get going in the morning. I don't know how I did it years ago when I used to get up at... latterly, about 5:45, 10:06 in the morning. That was before I officially retired. And got up and got on with things and was out the door and away for 8 o'clock and back sometimes 8 p.m. in the evening. Not every evening, but kept the garden in order, still did all the chores and the DIY, and I don't know how I did it. Must have been someone else. I'll be someone else then. It's true, though, isn't it? Really, man. We were. As you get older, you realise you were someone else. I don't mean you're not who you are, but I mean you change. You become more mature. You become, yes, a slightly different person. That's how I feel, anyway. I can think back on how my nature was, my attitude to things, to people, how I perceived the world around me. And I'm not going back to childhood, I'll go back to when I was a youngish adult, working, rearing a family. And now, at this stage of life, and I realise that I can think back to a lot of things that, yes, you get wrong. Seriously wrong. I'm not going to run through them. I mean, I don't mean bad things, but when I think back now, it wasn't, there were times I wasn't the best person, or the person I could have been. But that's all comes with maturity. That's the thing about life. It's learning, isn't it? Every day it goes by, you know, and every year it goes by, you get a wee bit older, you get a wee bit wiser, you get a wee bit more astute, maybe a wee bit more stronger, firmer of mind. Maybe your body's going the opposite way, but your mind's, you know, become more, at least in my case it is. Yeah. I'm sure it's virtually everyone else. Soon be time to fill the feeders again for the onslaught of the next season. Ben, who's that Ben Bloomgren over there in the States, United States? Ben has he's banned me from. From talking about the next season. Too early, says Ben. You lay there. But it will soon be time to fill the feeders. Get all the stock in again.